The Dark Web Files. Exposing the internet's hidden underbelly.
Imagine this. You've spent a lifetime dreaming, and a small fortune, to be in this moment. You're strapped into your seat, the earth a breathtaking blue marble, hanging in the blackness outside your window.
The ultimate adventure.
Exactly. But then, a flicker on the control panel. An anomaly in the life support readings. Is it a simple glitch? Or is someone, an anonymous entity on the dark web, holding your multi-million dollar trip and your life hostage from thousands of miles below? That question mark is no longer science fiction. And that's what has me completely captivated by this topic. I've always been drawn to the human side of exploration, the courage, the trust. But now, we have to consider a new kind of risk, one that's completely invisible.
It's true. For me, you know, I grew up with this almost mythic image of space travel. It was this pure, noble endeavor. But this collision of the highest of human aspirations with the absolute lowest of criminal intent. It feels like a defining story of our time. Every new frontier we open seems to come with its own shadow.
And that shadow is what we're stepping into today. We're not just talking about the glamour of commercial spaceflight, the billionaire space race, or the incredible technology. We're peeling back the layers to look at the vulnerabilities they're creating.
So, as humanity finally opens the door to the cosmos for the public, who else is slipping through that door, unnoticed?
Join us as we investigate the invisible odyssey, where the final frontier meets the dark web.
This is a story of incredible risk, high-tech crime, and the secret war being fought to keep space tourism safe before it truly begins.
So, let's get specific. When we talk about these vulnerabilities, it's not just one thing. It's an entire ecosystem. The public imagines a hacker trying to break through some big central firewall at launch control. But the reality is far more insidious.
It's more like a thousand tiny unlocked windows than one big front door.
Precisely. And some of those windows were left open years ago. Think about the supply chain for a modern spacecraft. You have thousands of components from hundreds of suppliers all over the world.
Oh, wow. So you're not even talking about an active hack during the flight. The threat could be dormant.
Exactly. Imagine a microscopic, malicious chip embedded in a crucial navigation component. It passes every single diagnostic test because, for all intents and purposes, it's doing its job. It lies there, inert, for years.
Until when? What wakes it up?
Until it receives a very specific, encrypted signal. It could be a signal from a satellite passing overhead, or a seemingly benign burst of data from a ground station. And once activated, it could do anything. Slightly alter the craft's trajectory over time, disable a specific sensor, or just start feeding false information back to mission control.
That last one feels more terrifying somehow. Not a catastrophic explosion, but a slow, creeping doubt.
And that's the pivot point. The goal might not be to directly control the spacecraft. The goal might be to control the people on the ground. Think about it. You're in mission control. An alarm blares. Life support is failing. All your readings confirm it. Do you have time to question if the data itself is a lie?
No. You react. You follow protocol. You might initiate an emergency procedure that is, in itself, dangerous. You're trying to solve a problem that doesn't actually exist.
You're fighting a ghost in the machine. And this isn't theoretical. We see this in other critical infrastructure, power grids, financial systems. It's all about eroding trust in the data you rely on to make decisions.
So, for the tourist, the person who paid millions of dollars for that view, they're completely blind to this. They're putting their faith not just in the pilots and the engineers, but in an invisible global supply chain and the integrity of a billion lines of code.
They are. And the communications link is the other huge vulnerability. These vehicles are in constant contact with the ground, streaming terabytes of telemetry. That signal is the umbilical cord. It's encrypted, of course.
Nothing is unhackable.
Nothing is unhackable. A man-in-the-middle attack where you intercept that signal is one thing, but a spoofing attack where you successfully imitate the ground station to the vehicle or the vehicle to the ground station, that's where the real chaos begins.
You could effectively isolate the spacecraft. Make them think they've lost contact, when in reality, you're the one talking to them now. You become their new mission control.
And let's play that out for a second. You've successfully impersonated mission control. You have a direct, trusted line to a multi-billion-dollar vehicle with, say, four of the world's most influential people on board. What's your first move? What's the demand?
It's the most extreme hostage negotiation imaginable. You can't send in a SWAT team. You can't even see the hostage taker. The leverage is absolute.
Is the demand financial? Transfer $1 billion in cryptocurrency, or we vent the oxygen. It's crude, but it's a possibility. But I think the reality is far more subtle and, frankly, more dangerous.
How so? What's more dangerous than that?
What if the demand isn't made to the company at all? What if your fake mission control sends a calm, routine-sounding command to the spacecraft's pilot? Okay, Dragon, we're seeing a minor pressure fluctuation in the primary coolant loop. We need you to reroute power from the main comms array to the auxiliary pump.
Oh, wow. So you're not making a threat. You're giving an order that sounds legitimate, but its purpose is to... what? To cut them off?
To cut them off completely. The pilot follows the instruction, because why wouldn't they? They trust mission control. And just like that, you've severed their real umbilical cord. Now they can only hear you. The real ground control is screaming into a void, and the crew doesn't even know they're gone.
And the psychological impact of that moment, when the crew realizes, or maybe they don't, maybe the fake controller is so good, so convincing, that they just continue the mission under new management.
That's the terrifying part. Think about who could pull that off. This isn't some kid in a basement. This requires the resources of a state actor, an intelligence agency. And their demand isn't going to be for Bitcoin.
No. It's going to be geopolitical. We see you have the CEO of that semiconductor company on board. We'd like you to adjust your re-entry trajectory. You'll be landing at our airfield, not yours. We have some questions for him.
It's a bloodless kidnapping, the perfect abduction. And what can the company or the government do? They can't shoot the craft down. Any public admission that they've lost control would cause global panic and crater their own company.
It fundamentally changes the definition of national security. It's not about airspace anymore. It's about signal space. The integrity of that single thread of data connecting a crew to the ground. I keep thinking about the person in the commander's seat on that ship.
Right. The human element. The one thing you can't entirely predict.
Everything you're trained for tells you to trust the data and trust mission control. But what if you get an order that just feels wrong? It's technically plausible, but it violates some deep-seated intuition. Do you trust your gut, or do you trust the billion-dollar system you're a part of?
If you disobey, you might be ignoring a real emergency and killing everyone. If you obey, you might be handing your crew and your vehicle over to an enemy. There is no right answer. It's an impossible choice to have to make. Floating in a box, in a vacuum.
And that's the vulnerability we're not talking about. It's not just about firewalls and encryption. It's about the cognitive trust between a pilot and a voice in their ear. Once you sever that, the technology almost doesn't matter.
And that's the real crux of it, isn't it? That human vulnerability. You can build the most hardened, encrypted system in the world, but it all comes down to one person in a moment of extreme stress having to decide whether to trust a voice in their ear. That's a vulnerability you can't patch with software.
It's a single point of failure that's, well, it's a soul, not a circuit. So as we look at this whole terrifying picture, the supply chain attacks, the signal spoofing, the psychological manipulation, is there any good news?
The defense is, it's a constant, escalating war. The people building these systems aren't naive. They're implementing things like zero-trust architectures, where no communication is automatically trusted, ever. Everything has to be authenticated, constantly.
So, less of a castle with a moat, and more like every single brick in the wall has its own security guard.
A very good way to put it. And they're looking at quantum encryption for those communication links, creating signals that are, in theory, impossible to intercept without destroying the information. But for every new shield, there's a new sword being forged in the shadows. It's a perpetual arms race.
It just feels fundamentally different. When we think of the first space race, the risk was mechanical, a faulty O-ring, an engine failure. It was physics. This is a battle of wits, of deception. It taints the whole endeavor with this layer of paranoia.
It does. For me, the biggest takeaway is that space is no longer just a physical frontier. It's the newest theater in information warfare. It isn't just to get there, it's to control the narrative, the data, the very perception of reality for those who do.
Yeah. My final thought is a little, I don't know, smaller, I guess. I just keep coming back to that person by the window. The one who saved and dreamed for that moment. The idea that their profound, almost spiritual experience could be the backdrop for a geopolitical kidnapping or a crypto heist. It feels like a uniquely modern kind of tragedy.
The highest of human ambition, held hostage by the lowest. It's the perfect summary of our time. The invisible odyssey continues, and the war for that final frontier is one that will be fought in silence, in lines of code and whispers over encrypted channels.
Thank you for joining us on this journey into the shadows. We hope it's given you a new perspective on what it truly means to reach for the stars in the 21st century. Stay safe and stay curious.